price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees and pray. You can say goodbye to the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch a future fade.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday night, and welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. I am your host. I am a Chef Plum. That would make sense, since Plum Love Foods Live, right? Yeah. All right. I had to take a little breather for a week, guys, to get some work done. However, it's a tough act to follow. I mean, listen, the last time we were together here, we were talking to Guy Fieri. I mean, how awesome is that, right? It was a great show, and it went over well. People really liked it, so that's great. And I tell you what, I still have to check him back and listening back to it. I don't know how you could possibly have a bad word to say about Guy Fieri for that interview. The guy was amazing. A great guy to talk to. He was a chef. First and foremost, the guy's a chef. So anyway, big shout out to Guy Fieri. I figured that was the best way to end our fourth season of this program. But that's last week's news. That's old news. We're now having my sip of a cold one. Tonight, we got a really fun guest on tonight. The Grill Mama, Melissa. I met her judging the New York Hot Sauce Expo this year. We really hit it off. We had a lot of laughs together, so I thought she'd be fun to come on here. She has a massive Instagram following where it's all about meat and grilling. She does a great job at it, so looking forward to talking to her tonight. She's so fun. So anyway, you guys, how's your week? I'll tell you what, I spent my weekend in the big city for a party. Ended up having a delicious dinner over at Stanton Social, one of Chris Santos' restaurants. A lot of fun. We had some amazing food over there. I tell you what, the chef, alumni here and good buddy of mine, Derek Prince, did a fantastic job, man. Really took care of us, looked out for us, sent us up all kinds of amazing food. They have these French onion soup dumplings there that are just next level. And he set up some weird pork dish, too, which is great. But the winner of the night, the dish that stole the show was this amazing bronzini. And they think bronzini, oh, that's a boring fish. But I tell you what, he deboned the entire thing while leaving it all together. And it came up, man. It was just grilled perfectly. It had the most amazing flavor. This beautiful mosh leaves all over it and lemon. Big shout out to those guys. They did a great job taking care of us for the birthday party that we were at. Had a lot of friends there. But after that, I, of course, went to the Bacon and Beer Classic, which was on the next morning. That Sunday, and I'll tell you what, that's why I don't have much of a voice, because I spent the night at the Bacon and Beer Classic after the birthday party, and then on to another party that night. It was crazy, brother. I'm not going to lie to you. It was insane. A lot of fun, but Bacon and Beer was different this year. If you follow me on Instagram and social media, you know that I've been doing a lot of work with a company called Stationhead. Jace, one of the CEOs, has been on here talking about it, and I think what's probably going to happen long-term-wise, the plan is going to be this program is going to move to Stationhead officially at some point. You know, it's probably going to happen. It's a much different platform, a much better platform. Here we have some technical difficulties or the delay when I talk to people. It's just crazy. So we're going to move it. As soon as the app goes live, that's when we're going to do it. And I'll let everybody know how you can get over there and check out the show. We did a pre-show tonight on Stationhead. So yeah, I think it's just time. It's time to probably move on and change from the platform. I mean, listen, we had some options. I told you guys earlier in the year about I had the option to take this program to terrestrial radio, you know, your regular FM radio station. I had the chance to do that after many, many, many conversations. And I almost signed the paper. Ended up not signing it, turning it down, and deciding to go a different route here because, I don't know, man, just regular radio, it doesn't make any sense anymore. Like, why? Why? They wanted me to come to a studio, and I couldn't curse anymore, and they're like, yeah, but we're going to get you all these listeners. I'm like, yeah, but no, you're not. That's the thing. I'm going to bring you listeners. And I don't know. It was a weird situation. And I mean, they were cool. They were very, very cool about it for the most part. But you know, ended up turning it down. I did. I turned the entire thing down because I think we got a bigger goal here, a more fun thing to do, because I think working with Station Head will do some amazing stuff. I mean, think about it. We went to the Bacon and Beer Classic and broadcasted live. Now, I know a lot of you, the Bacon and Beer Classic is one of your favorite shows that we do here. And I thought about that. Usually what we do is we go and I record audio and edit it into an hour-long show of me interviewing people, talking about beer and all the craziness that goes on around it. A little bit different this year, though. We did it live, and it was a lot of fun. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll see if we get the audio, if we can edit it down. I don't know. But it was cool. It was fun to do it with Station Head. It was fun to do it with someone co-hosting with me, which was pretty cool. So I look forward to it. And if you're interested, if you guys want to get down with Station Head, I don't know what it is. I'm not trying to make a commercial for it, but I'm in love with this app. You guys have no idea. This app is going to change everything. Just download it from the App Store. You have to have an iPhone. And I know I've talked to a couple of, you know, guys in our business who have a nice following, and you know, they're pretty well known. And, you know, they can't do it because they have Androids. And it's amazing how many kitchen guys have Androids. It's kind of fucking nuts. But it'll soon be ready for that. They're going to go live here soon, live for Android, live for everything. And we can get everybody on here, and you'll see what it's all about. But until that time, we'll still be broadcasting right here. And, of course, heading to iTunes and everything else. That brings up another point. If you guys are checking this out, not live, but checking it out the next day or further down the line from iTunes, do me a favor. It's a really big deal. If you can rate and review, just like give like a 5-star rating or even write a little review. We have several up there, but if we can get some more going, it's important, and it really helps something called an algorithm, which I don't know what that is, but that's what it helps. They were telling me, we got to get your algorithm up. I'm like, how do I do that? I can play guitar, I can play bass. They're like, no, algorithm. I'm like, all right, well, that's what we'll get. They still never told me, so do that for me. Also, big shout out, got to do it tonight too. Big shout out to Fire Island Beer Company, man. They gave me the most amazing sign last night at the Bacon and Beer Classic. It's hanging up here at the bar right now. Those guys are awesome, dude. Check them out, Sea Salt Ale, one of the great beers. We also met another great brewery guy out there. Great South Bay Brewing Company out of Long Island. These guys, dude, they had this awesome bacon maple porter, which was great, but they had this other beer. They were calling it a cream ale, which always sounds gross when you say it, but holy shit, that was good beer, dude. Really good brew. I think we're actually going to try to take the edible on the road up to those guys, because it's awesome, man. Their beer was good stuff, but I just, either that or it's, I'm just really, you guys know I've been not drinking beer, and I kind of fell off that train a little bit this weekend, and well, right now. But we'll have to switch back over the week. Hey, listen, how many times? You got to work your ass off, right? You got to work your ass off and get and work out. And you know, but still, you got to not completely dislike stuff. You got to get things you love, you know? So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that moderation is key, I think. So that's my issue. So I have several beers to drink tonight, but not like a million. And of course, I've got some beers from our good friends over at Montauk Brewing Company, who we've had on this program, and I'm sure we'll do more of them this summer. So that's what's going on with me, guys. It's been a crazy weekend. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Wait, I should tell this story, too. I had a party Friday night. Mm-hmm. We're like, Chef, that's no news. We do parties all the time. Why is that weird? Oh, boy. It was one of those parties that, it was the party that never ended. We were supposed to have apps at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock apps. 7:30, 7, somewhere in that neighborhood. So I'm there. I always try to arrive 2 hours early for the event. It was a bachelorette party, 8 women. Nice menu, very simple. The menu was approved a month ahead of time. Not a month, 10 days, 15 days, something like that ahead of time. The menu was approved. Everyone was happy. She actually even called me and added a dish to the menu. So I went to the event, which took place in Sag Harbor, which is a beautiful place up by the Hamptons of New York, which is where a lot of you see like the housewives of whatever go there, and people from Sex and the City would go out to the Hamptons. And of course, Ina Gardner, one of my favorite Food Network personalities, bullshit, is out there all the time. So anyway, we're out there, and over the season, you know, it gets in season after Memorial Day, it gets really busy, and that's where a lot of the work comes from. So what I think is interesting to talk about here, though, is this particular party. A beautiful house near the ocean, unbelievable weather, just a beautiful, beautiful day outside. I get there, I'm having everything ready to rock and roll. No one's there yet at the party, and I get a text from the client telling me that they're not going to be there till about 8:30. 8:30. I'm like, okay. So they're not even at the house. Yes, that's a little bit strange. Let me just think that through. No problem. We can make that happen. I figure, all right, they'll make it run a little bit late. That's fine. Get there. Now I'm getting a text saying that, we're not going to be there till 9. Then 9:30. They didn't get there till about 9:45. They were supposed to have apps at 7:30. Yeah. It was one of those nights. So they get in the door, and they're all like, blah, 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 doing their crazy stuff. And, you know, there's all kinds of things going on around. You can probably imagine. I should be careful what I say because who knows who's listening. But, you know, it was a fun night, I guess, for these ladies. They had a great time. But we got started very, very late. And one of the most funny things was is that one of the guests of at the event, she had come up to me and asked me if the salmon was line caught in the wild. And I said, no, unfortunately, it's not. We have a pretty strict budget with this event we had to work under. So, unfortunately, it's not. And she got really upset. And I was like, listen, I mean, you know, I only had $130 between you and I, guys. I had $130 to buy food for essentially 8 people. So none of that was even told to me. Then she hits me with, she's dairy-free and gluten-free.
Yep.
Yep. That's something you kind of like to know ahead of time, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, here it is now. I'm just trying to bust my ass to get the food out and warm after I find out that, you know, they're going to be 2.5 hours late. But dairy-free and gluten-free, the menu was approved 15 days ago. Don't you think that that's kind of something you should talk about ahead of time? Don't you think that's something you should let the chef know ahead of time when he's coming to do a party? Caterer, chef, whatever it is you got coming on. If there's any kind of, and we all ask, hey, is there any dietary restrictions? Are there any dietary restrictions? And they were like, no, there's nothing. There's nothing at all. For what it's worth, the party ended up going fine. Everyone was happy. Also, the everybody was happy with the food. No one was like, oh, this is terrible. I even won over the girl who was dairy-free, gluten-free, wanted line-caught fish. But, you know, listen, the thing is, I can get that sort of fish if you want it. I can get it. But it's $30 a pound. I can get it. $30 a pound. You only give me $130 to spend. You know, and I'm spending $90 of it just on fish. And it's 2 appetizers and a 4-course meal for 8 women. I mean, that alone is a good deal on your groceries. But making it happen with, I don't know, I think what it is that we live in a world now where people, everybody wants to have the best thing they can possibly get, but they don't understand these things cost money. You can't just walk into an event and expect to get, you know, line-caught salmon when you only have $130 to spend on groceries. I don't know, I think it's people don't understand how much the cost of food is, and it's frustrating because then you walk in, someone like me, and you go in there and you feel like an ass because these people don't have any idea and they're asking you questions that they shouldn't be asking. I mean, you know, anybody else would have told you, that costs a lot of money. And the good news is her friends did jump down her throat. They jumped all over her. So that's good news. But made me feel kind of silly. Anyway, bottom line is this. Good season's coming up here right now. After Memorial Day, we'll have all kinds of fun parties and fun things happening. It looks like I'm going to be working in the Hamptons. I think we're doing the TV stuff in June, and then July and August, I am pretty much living in the Hamptons and working. So it should be good time out there, lots of broadcasting. Obviously, check out Station Head if you want to hear the live broadcast. Use promo code Chef Plum if you want to get on there on Station Head. You can shoot me a message, DM me, I'll get you on there. You do need to have a Spotify account and an iPhone as of right now. Spotify and an iPhone, you can get on there. I know a couple of our other chef buddies are on there, Chef Jeff. Perazzi is on there, and of course, Chef Scatoris is on there. It's worth checking out, man. I'm starting a whole chef network, so check those guys out. Anyway, tonight we're gonna have a fun conversation with my good friend, the Grill Mama. That's a good name, right? I gotta ask where the name came from. It's the mama part I think I have a problem with. Like, maybe it should be Grill Mother, Grill Mom. I don't know, like a singular mama seems like I don't even know what it sounds like, but Melissa's fantastic. We met at the judging for the New York Hot Sauce Expo. She's so funny. I love her. I want to talk to her more because she's hysterical. So I figured, why not get her on the show and introduce everybody? So that's going to be the plan here tonight. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to take a sip of this beer and try to get my voice to work a little bit better than what it is now. And then we'll get right here on the horn with the one and only Melissa, a.k.a. Grill Mama. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live on TuneIn FM. Where else are we at? We're on iTunes. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on Stitcher Radio. I mean, wherever you get your podcasts and shit, you know, that's where we are. We're there. That was very enthusiastic sounding of me, wasn't it? And soon to be live on Station Head. Anyway, stay right there. Check out the Social Distortion tune. We'll be right back. Hang tight. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live.
We're friends like you. Who needs enemies? You ain't right. You ain't never gonna be. You're out of the car. I'm afraid you've been the incline. You shake my hand while you're pissing on my leg. I'm cutting you loose. I don't need this misery. Your soul is toxic. You ain't no friend now.
Social Distortion. Dude, I think if you're a cook and you don't like that band, you're crazy. Check your fucking pulse, because that's like an iconic band for me in a kitchen. Just brings back so many memories, man. Social Distortion is a shit. Love that band very much. I like very much to listen to the rock and roll music. It makes me happy. Welcome back, guys. Plum Love Foods Live. Hanging out tonight here on a beautiful Monday evening. The 1st of May, 2017. That's what today is. So, you guys, our guest tonight, I met at the New York Hot Sauce Expo judging. She was a judge this year with me. We kind of hit it off. We talked. We made some jokes. We laughed a lot. She cleaned my shirt. We really kind of had that bonding moment. So you just kind of know, I think off the top of your head, when you meet somebody cool, you know they're good people. We have a lot in common. So I figured let's get on the show here and introduce her to the people that I talk to. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Melissa, a.k.a. Grill Mama. What's happening, dude?
What's up, Mom? How are you?
I had to throw that shirt away. It didn't get clean.
I ran out of Tide stain stick. There wasn't enough for the mess you made.
I was trying. It was the triple X.
Explain what happened.
Yeah, it was the triple X melt your face category, and everyone knows when you eat these hot sauces, you get like
peppers,
you get like these endorphin things going. You kind of get a little weird, and I got a little excited and jumpy, and just totally missed my mouth and poured hot sauce down my shirt. The funny part was, my new friend Melissa, who I've been hanging out with and bullshitting with all night, she's like, "Ooh, wait a minute!" And staying true to the mama part of her name, reached into her purse and pulled out a Tide stain stick. At which point, then snatches me up as if I was one of her grandchildren, and like pulls my shirt out and starts cleaning it with the stain stick. It was absolutely hysterical. One of the highlights of the evening.
I only knew you for a couple hours, and I'm cleaning your shirt with a Tide stain stick.
That's
funny.
how we knew we
were going to be friends forever.
Yeah, well, I think that's how food can bring people together in weird ways. Like, we knew at least it bonded over that. So if she wants to clean my shirt, I guess that's the next step in the relationship. We'll take it.
That was so funny. Oh, my God.
I know.
Still making
you
laugh.
your Instagram, at Grill Mama on Instagram. Holy shit, you have a big following. How the hell did that happen?
You know, I'd like to say that I could say it's just one thing, and I know how that happened, because I get that question from so many different people that are looking to grow their followers. And, you know, for me, it just started as I didn't have any intentions with my account. It was just, hey, I actually had a personal account, and I would post my my grilling and my barbecue stuff on there. And I said, you know what, I'm going to follow people and people are going to follow me. I just want it to be food. I just only want to follow food people, and likewise. So I made my Grill Mama account. And I just started posting, you know, the same kind of cooks that I did on my other account. And I would get a lot of reposts from different people. And, you know, back then, if I was using like a company's rubs or spices or any of that, you know, they would repost my pictures. And, you know, I'd pick up followers that way. And it just blew up. Like, you know, I'm kind of neurotic with my pictures. I try to, you know, make them look good. You know, just me. I have always done that, and people seem to like it. And I think I kind of do a variety of different things. A lot of people I know they might just do only barbecue, but I do, you know, different grilling. You know, a big spectrum of things. So I think the variety pulls in different types of followers. But yeah, it's hard to pinpoint and say exactly how it all happened. But I'm grateful it has, because I've met so many great people. And you know, that's the fun part of all this. So.
Now, just a question that I know that everyone would ask, and I get asked all the time, and you have a tremendously much larger following than I do when it comes on to this sort of stuff, especially on Instagram. But have you been able to turn it into a financial thing?
I only actually, to this point, I'm an ambassador for a number of companies, so I've received product from people. But in terms of money, I've only actually to date had one company that I did two sponsored posts for to promote a grill contest that was a while back.
That's cool.
So right now, no. And I think everybody thinks, because if I like something, I'll post it. And everybody assumes that I'm getting paid to do so. But I have no problem. And I have a lot of my friends that are startup barbecue companies or you know, catering companies, rub companies, they kind of tie it all in. And, you know, I'm all a fan of helping to promote the, you know, the small guys to grow and do better. And especially when they're your friends and you love their stuff, you know, I won't promote something I don't like. So, you know, I don't know. You know, will it come to that point? Yeah, maybe. But right now, you know, like I said, I'm an ambassador for a couple different grill companies and stuff. And
well, speaking of small guys,
have to try.
Speaking of small guys, I got a buddy of mine who's got an amazing cutting board company. You got to check him out, man. I'm sure he'll send you a board or something. It is called Hot Blocks Cutting Boards. They're all handmade. Amazing stuff. He's doing a great job over there. He's out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I have a cutting board and knife fetish. No, I don't have any of his stuff, but there's like three things I love are grills, cutting boards, and knives, and any of my good friends.
Well, I got knife guys too. And
oh,
he's texting me, he's texting me right now drooling. He's like, we'll send her a board.
I love it. And a lot of my followers love to see that. Like if I get a nice board or I have somebody make one, they do and they are interested, because you have to figure a lot of my friends are, you know, my grilling buddies, and much like myself, they love, you know, handmade cutting boards. They love good knives and everything. So yeah,
this guy's crushing it. Cutting boards. Being serious, his cutting boards are badass, and he makes them all by hand. It's awesome. He does a great job. You should definitely check him out. I think he just followed you on Instagram. I'll get you a knife too. My guys over at Ergo Chef. That's the knives I use every day as a professional chef. But being a professional is something that you're not. You're not a professional. Like you don't.
No,
you're not like a professional barbecue person. Like you have a real job, but somehow or another, you've managed to just post the most amazing picture of ribs. Fuck, I want these ribs. Jesus. Wow.
I made three racks. Too bad you don't live closer and bring you over a rack.
I mean, listen,
I brought
here's
a rack
the thing.
To the neighbors.
So, did you? I don't like your neighbors anymore.
they eat well.
It's a weird situation for me, Melissa. I'm going to tell you why it's weird. Because whenever pretty girls tell me they're going to bring me a rack, I immediately go like one direction. You know exactly what we're talking about. Like immediately, you know. Yeah, but like when you say that, it's a different way. And I'm not sure which one I prefer more, to be honest with you. I might want the ribs. I'm just saying, like, these ribs look amazing.
You don't have to pick one. You don't have to pick one.
Well, that's another story, but, you know.
You could like both, you know.
Well, I'm borderline a man. I cook food, I wear makeup, I clean, I cook. I mean, it's really close. Sorry, that was very, like, 1963
joke. I don't know if I want to talk to you anymore.
I do TV, you know that. All right.
Were you wearing
all right.
Makeup
well, listen.
That
no, I wasn't wearing any makeup that night. But it was dark. You'll never know.
It was dark.
It was very dark. So what brought you into barbecuing? Like it's such like a thing. What? Like I mean, there's a whole. We're gonna talk about this too. There's a whole subculture involved with barbecue. Like it's fucking huge. Like I have some friends of mine who are involved in it, and it's enormous. And now I have another friend in you that's involved in it. But like,
what
made
New
you
York
like?
Do this?
Well, just have you always been into meat? Like, is that your thing? Like,
yes, Plum, that's my thing.
That is. All right.
For real, though. No, for real, though. I've always been a carnivore. You know, my parents used to joke, I could just, you know, give Melissa steak and potatoes and she's happy. You know, she doesn't need anything else. So that sure. Part of me has always been the same. That hasn't changed for me. So grilling in terms of, you know, smokers and, you know, grills like that. I mean, I didn't, my large big green egg was the first one I got under 2 years ago. And prior to that, it was all gas grills. But, you know, I've been, you know, grilling and cooking since I was really young and I've always loved to. It's just not my profession. I, you know, once I had one, that was the last time I turned on my gas grill and I fell in love with it. For me, I live in New York State, have tons of friends down south that love to barbecue. When I started this, I didn't, though. And for me, it was, you know, I have, you know, you're closer, you know, to the city. I don't have, there's a lot of good, you know, barbecue places in Brooklyn and where I live. There's nothing. You can't get decent barbecue. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like, this isn't that hard. I'm like, sure, it takes practice and there's a learning curve, but I'm like, I can do this. I want to learn how to do this. And so I'm completely self-taught in all of that. You know, you're just applying different, you know, concepts of cooking indoors. You know, a flame's a flame. You throw some smoke in there. It's just a little different, you know. You know, I love brisket, but I wasn't about to get even a half-decent brisket where I live. So, you know, ribs, brisket, pork shoulders, you know, and everything in between. I just fell in love with doing it. And now my gas grill is storage and I never use it. And I have seven smokers or seven grills.
Do you really?
I do.
Look, you're like in an AA meeting all of a sudden. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
Wow.
I like potatoes.
That's really
you can't
awesome.
Have just one.
No. But I mean, so you really do. You're smoking stuff nonstop here. You're crushing it on the smoker.
Yeah, I love it. And it, you know, it depends on my mood and what I want to do as for which one I want to use. I have different types of smokers. I have, you know, Kamado ones, like I have two Big Green Eggs. I have a Kamado Joe, those style cookers. I mean, I have a couple pellet grills. My new grill, Art Flynn.
I host a popular radio show. Well.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
But no, like a wide variety of different things. And, you know, some people I know, they just stick to one and that's it. And that's fine if that's what for them. But for me, half the fun is going, oh, no, tonight I feel like using this. Or, no, you know, this night I want to try cooking it on this. And to be able to do similar things across different methods, I think, you know, it's challenging and it's fun. And it's nice to, you know, have that versatility and option to do that. It's
so all I want to do is travel the country and eat food with you now. Like, I'm looking at your pictures now and I'm like,
oh, I would love that.
You know how much fun we would have?
Oh my gosh. I would absolutely. I would absolutely.
Like, my alcoholism would kick in. It'd be awesome.
It's okay. I like to drink, so you could just, you know,
good. 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 I saw you down in Charleston. You were down in Charleston eating fried chicken.
Oh,
and one of the guys I worked a lot with was Sean Brock, who I don't know if you're familiar with,
really?
The chef role. Yeah, yeah. I interned at a hotel that he worked at, and I worked with him. Anyway, Sean's a great guy, and it's just, I love Charleston. It's one of my favorite cities in the whole fucking country. It's such an amazing city, isn't it?
It is. So beautiful, and there's so much good food, and I wish I could have stayed there all week. It was just, I had so much fun there.
You do a lot of traveling.
Architecture and eat.
You were just in Toronto, like up in Canada, which I didn't even know like they had roads. Like, I'm surprised that you didn't get there.
Have you ever been?
I know I have some. I have some Canadian listeners. That's why I threw that. Well, listen, I have. I've been to London, Ontario, and now. Let me take 20 seconds to tell you why I went there so you can laugh at me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I was part of a, when I was way younger, I guess this is probably 96, something like that. I was probably 19, 20, 21, not even 21 yet. Now it's probably 19, 20. Anyway, I was part of Laser Quest Richmond, which is laser tag. I was part of the national team that went to the national tournament in London, Ontario, Canada. And mind you, the first game we had was at 8:30 in the morning, and I whipped everybody's ass in London, Ontario. That's right.
Actually a thing?
Dude, it was straight up like dodgeball. It was on like ESPN, like, remember that said ESPN Ocho or whatever? It was some shit like that. Yeah. It was on like ESPN 26 or some shit in Canada. It was nuts, dude.
Oh,
it was fucking
my God.
Nuts. It was fun, though. Yeah. But Toronto is
like a different time.
Toronto's like a little mini New York, though, now, right?
It the you know what the population of Toronto is? It's like 2.7 million, like that area.
Is it really?
And it's huge. And the I hadn't been there in like 25 years or something ridiculous, 20 years. And then one of the few things I remember is the traffic. And I drive up there and I'm like, and I'm, you know, by myself going to Canada, and I'm like, oh my God. And problems with my cell phone when I crossed the border, and it was just, you know, sitting in traffic for hours. I'm just like, what is going on? But it was fun.
Wait, you went by yourself?
Yeah. Just drove to Canada by myself.
You could holler at your friend. I was like, oh, I like to go to Canada. Let's go. We'll have a great time. Thanks for the call. I know a great breakfast place.
Next time. And there's actually a couple good barbecue places up there, too, believe it or not. I didn't get to hit them
bullshit.
Up this time.
I'm down south. Stop it. There's no good barbecue in Canada.
They're actually Adamson Barbecue. I'm not kidding you. Toronto, Canada. Adamson Barbecue. Look it up. There's another place, and I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but Adamson, they're on Instagram, too, and my gosh, they're putting out some amazing-looking stuff. I was up there at the Weber Grilling Academy for, it was kind of Texas A&M actually does a brisket camp, but Weber has kind of a similar concept. It was called like brisket top to bottom. And it was a 2-day thing where you hung out with a bunch of people with, you know, who you know, basically, you know, like paid to go and learn all about brisket. And they had Russell Rogels from Rogels Barbecue down in Texas, awesome pitmaster, hysterical guy. They had Kevin Coleman from Weber in Chicago there, who he's been all over the country for years and years doing stuff. But it was so fun, like, you know, cooking, learning all about brisket, you know, asking the pitmasters questions and asking each other questions, hanging out by the fire, talking barbecue.
This is the coolest thing. I was telling everybody, like, before you heard me say it, like, there's a whole, like, underground thing here. There's a whole, like, culture for barbecue that, I mean, even as me as a professional chef, like, I wasn't aware of it till a couple of years ago, but, you know, it's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole thing. Like, barbecue is a fucking thing. Like, and a lot of times, even professional chefs like myself were almost kind of frowned upon to be involved in it because they're like, oh, stop bringing your technique and shit in here. Right.
It's a kind of a different thing. Yeah. And, you know, I could see what you're saying there because, you know, it's one thing when you have these people who have been doing it for years and, you know, building these pits when they didn't have much money and opening up these basically almost shacks of barbecue restaurants that ended up turning into a bigger thing. You look at a lot of these places in Texas and it's amazing how they got their starts and just reading about some of these guys, and it's kind of a different beast, you know, compared to going to CIA or something and being professionally trained. And then, you know, barbecue, it's like kind of a whole other thing, and a lot of these people just started doing it. I hesitate to say like myself, because I, you know, that wasn't my profession initially, but they just wanted to create good barbecue, and then they would give it to their friends and they realized, you know what, I might have something here, and I, you know, would love to do that professionally. And these guys create these amazing restaurants and been pumping it out for years, and a lot of them have great stories, like when you actually sit down and read about some of these guys. So,
dude,
you know, but
it's
amazing that someday.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but it's amazing because you're right. It's a whole, it is. They're all over the place, and these guys are just kind of doing their thing. And listen, I grew up in Virginia, and barbecue was a thing. Like, you know, to me, if you said, let's go eat barbecue, that means pulled pork. Like, that's what it means in my brain.
Gotcha.
Because down in Virginia, when we go to barbecue, that's what it was. Like, you were going to eat some barbecue.
Right.
Here, where I live now, like, if we have a barbecue, it means we're grilling shit. But, like, it's just
there's a definition,
you know what I mean, right?
Problem there, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
The majority of people think barbecue is I flip on a gas grill, I throw some burgers or chicken on, and that's barbecue. And, you know, true barbecue is that low and slow, whether it's pork shoulder or brisket or beef ribs or pork ribs. You know, time and love goes into that to create barbecue. And, you know, that whole thing, it's lost in translation for people that, you know, don't have the true meaning behind it. It's like, no, that's grilling.
That's grilling.
That's not, yeah, you just made a hot dog. That's not barbecue.
Well, but the hot dogs are delicious now. Don't shit on a hot dog. I love hot dogs. Don't say it like that again, because that was a whole different, like, I don't know what it was. It was just a different thing right there.
Again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're not going there right now. So listen, let me ask you this. you got me all, I'm all flustered. A real question. Now, this is a real question. And you know, we talked briefly about it earlier tonight, off air, you and I. And it's, you know, you were talking about pictures on Instagram, and you're a very attractive girl. Like, that's it, just the way it goes. But, like, you don't put pictures of yourself on your Instagram. And you said, because when you would find that people, you get emails, people would send you, you know, people contact you, and it gets a little bit weird. That's interesting that you found that, but stopping posting yourself, have you seen it stop? Does it help?
Yes. Because when I would do that, I would get direct messages. People would put stuff in the comments. And if it was like, if it wasn't something that, say, I would, you know, let even a younger person read that was, you know, that inappropriate in a comment, I would delete them or block them. But I would get.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I've got to tell everybody, you're 69 years old. I forgot to tell everybody how old you were. Sorry. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
But yeah, people get weird, you know. And for me, I want, and don't get me wrong, you'll see plenty of people on Instagram that make it about what they look like, and hey, if that's their thing, whatever, but that's not my thing. I wanted it to be about my food. I don't want it to be about what I look like. I want people to follow me because of what I do. You know, there's plenty of people a hell of a lot better looking than me, and they can go follow and look at them. But if, you know, I really wanted my following to be a genuine bunch, and that's what I love about it. You know, I could talk to people about food and not, you know, hey, you know, you know,
what the hell does that mean? You know, hey,
but some guy trolling you, you know, being, you know, a pervert. You know, I don't want that. And yeah,
can you tell us one story? Tell us one story.
One story about somebody who was inappropriate.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
Honestly,
that's, I mean, everybody's going, okay, so what happened? Like, everybody wants to hear, okay, so what does that mean? So you might be helping somebody
usually, for the guys who actually want to, you know, approach somebody on Instagram and not seem like a total creepazoid, it drives me crazy when you'd open up your direct message and it would be something like, you know, a comment. Instantly just what you look like. And like, if a guy says, hey, I respect what you do, I like your account, your food and everything, you know, you're, and then it goes into, you know, you're really beautiful and everything, blah, blah, blah. And, but they're talking about your account. That doesn't bother me when they just know, you know, oh, you're hot or you're this or you're that. And we won't go into other adjectives that guys will use, but you know, that just instantly is like, you know, I have to censor myself because I want to use different. I'm trying
Why
not
you,
to curse, but
you can curse. It's fine. You can curse.
No,
it's cool.
No. But, you know, it's like, you know, get the fuck away from me. And I will,
right.
Like, no. Like, why couldn't you just be a normal human being? And, you know, sure. Why do you have to be a creep and stuff? Some guys would say, oh, I'm, well, you know, some guys are like that. But there's a lot of good people out there, too. And, you know, some of them be like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. And I'm like, well, maybe you should think about that before you approach, you know, speaking to somebody, whether it's, you know, in person or, you know, through social media. That's just wrong. And some of them, I would just, if it was just grossly inappropriate, I'd just block them and be like, yeah, I have no place for you. You know, go away. But no,
well,
I'll be honest. The majority are okay.
Well, good. Because, I mean, social media is funny because it's funny who will come out of the woodwork. And I was never on Facebook until about a year ago. And my PR girl was like, you need to be on Facebook. And she made a Facebook page for me. She's like, I'll run it. And I was like, I want nothing to do with it. And she's like, I'll run it. And, dude, the amount of people that I went to high school with, it is fucking insane how many people came out of the woodwork. It's crazy. And then they get pissed at me. It's like, oh, you don't respond. I'm like, dude, I don't do the Facebook thing. You know, they don't get it. Anyway, but Instagram, you're right. It's funny. Like,
having multiple, sorry to interrupt you, but having multiple social media accounts, like, because for me, like I said, I work full time. I have, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything. And mind you, you know, creating all the content. I'm not a repost account. All my content is mine. So that's a lot of work to do all that and answer questions and emails and everything. So totally understand where you're coming from, having somebody else handle it, you know?
Well, I do the Instagram because it's my thing. I love Instagram. I do Twitter. But the Facebook, I just don't, I don't give a fuck what my mom's friends are doing. That's why I don't do Facebook. Like, I don't give a shit.
Right.
That's all it is, dude.
Well, yeah, it's one thing to have, like, you know, your personal Facebook account, which I'm not on a whole lot anymore just because I just don't have time for all of that. I'm usually sitting on Instagram at night, you know, or if I am off, that's what I'm doing, you know, taking care of that.
Hell yeah.
Twitter and so.
Well, yeah. I want to ask you about this.
I saved my second full-time job.
Nice.
Sorry,
we have a bit of a delay on this fucking thing. They told me they fixed it, and now we have a delay again. I'm pissed off.
I can hear
good.
The echo, yeah.
Ugh, it makes me angry. So I'll deal with it. You don't have to worry about it. Anyway, on your Instagram account, which is awesome, there's this grill here that I'm completely in love with that you have. I want one. Is it Art of Flame?
Art Flame, yeah.
Oh my God.
If anybody hasn't seen what an art flame is, because they are kind of a new and up and coming, almost like a luxury grill, if you will. It's really beautiful. So, you have a round steel disc, and picture like a donut, but that donut is flat and made out of steel. So the center portion, you could load charcoal, wood. When they started doing it, it was they would stack wood up there and make a wood fire. So that entire circular portion around the wood gets, the steel gets heated up, and that's a surface that you cook off of. And it's almost, it's steel, but you can kind of season it like cast iron, and you can cook anything on there. And
it's a
flat top. Yeah, it's like a flat top griddle, but a beautiful flat top griddle. And it's for me, it's a social thing. I could build a big fire. I can, you know, your friends can stand around it. You know, you could have a whole bunch of people grilling on all sides of it if you wanted to. They even make different bases for it. So the one that I have, you know, you're standing up, and it's at, you know, level if you're standing up to cook at, but they make a shorter one. So if you wanted to use it as like a shorter fighter pit, and you could have a whole bunch of people sitting around it, even, you know, sitting down grilling or doing s'mores or whatever you want. They even, have you heard of Carson Rodizio? I don't know if you've seen them yet. They have these, I don't have one of these, but a Carson Rodizio, if you picture like going to a Rodizio restaurant where they have the long, you know, metal skewers, and they have these skewers of meat like on rotisseries and
the shawarma.
Basically, exactly. So Carson Rodizio, they started with a Kickstarter campaign, and they actually make an attachment for the art flame, so you could put this small Rodizio kit over the flame and have like basically a Rodizio going on top of your art flame. And I mean, they originally started making them for different like Kamado grills and stuff, so you could put it right on top of your Big Green Egg, your Kamado Joe, whatever one you have. But yeah, it's like one toy that I'm like, if I, you know, I really want that, you know, picture like spinning a Rodizio on top of, you know, this open fire. Wow. Cooking, and there's just so many different attachments and things that they're, you know, creating and they're in the process of doing, but it's beautiful, and they have different style bases and everything. And
awesome.
I'm so fortunate I have it, because some days I just go out there to build a fire, and sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'll throw a steak on there or some shrimp or, you know, whatever it is. Well, you could do anything.
I just want to make sure I understand it fully. So it's like a donut, and it's kind of hollow on the inside. Now, does that, I'm looking at a picture of it here on your Instagram. You can see it there. You can see how it has the fire in the middle. Now, does the wood kind of go in the coals? Can they go like deeper in underneath the steel there? Or does the heat just come from what's in the center?
Picture a bowl, like picture like a big cereal bowl almost, right? So you have a stand that's like a cylinder, and then put a bowl on top of that, and then put that flat circular disc on top of the bowl. So the bowl is where you can just put firewood. What I do is I put charcoal underneath the wood, and that way I just get it, you know, lit quicker. Because I always have a big stash of, you know, charcoal at home for my other grills. So that's what I do. I just light the charcoal, throw the huge logs of wood on top of it, and then I have a big, awesome fire going, and, you know, let it heat up.
That's great.
And, they are really, really cool, and they're beautiful. I'm in the process of kind of creating a patio and lighting a new patio in my backyard to make room for all my grills. But that's going to be like a focal point, you know, and then I'll have like the other ones under, you know, covered area. You don't have to keep that covered or anything. You can just leave it out too. So
it looks awesome. Cool. And I don't know how many people I would ever hear in the world say, and have room for all of my grills. Like, that's just really funny to hear. Like, most people have one, and that's awesome.
especially not a lot of women, but I do have a lot of, you know, women grillers.
See, I didn't even address the women part. You notice that? I didn't even address that. I did it on purpose, because listen, it's 2017. We're non-gender specific anymore. We can't say gender anymore.
Right.
It's against the rules.
But it's interesting, you know, the whole like grilling barbecue world. It's a male dominated thing, you know, and I think that's why I respect some of my girl grillers on Instagram, that we can chat every once in a while. And there is one of my friends, she's Girls Can Grill, Christy. She lives out in Nevada, and she just put on Twitter, she's like, some guy, you know, just in Costco yesterday said, oh, you know, basically make it a derogatory comment about women grilling, and they're like, only women can grill if they have a pellet grill. And she's now, Christy, I don't even know how many grills she has. She has like 16 or 17. She has like
she is
more
a grill
than
meeting.
Twice as many as But she's been, you know, she's been on Instagram and had a webpage a lot longer, you know, than I have. So she's been hardcore into it longer than I have.
But it's awesome but, to know, see, man. It really is awesome to see. And I tell you, it's not about the, honestly, I'm being completely honest here, and we joke back and forth, mm-hmm. but I know a lot of amazing cooks that are female, and I think it's great to see it. I really, really do. And, you know, I think that the world we live in now, I mean, people who look at it as a gender thing, they're just out of touch, and it doesn't make any sense anymore. There is no reason why. I will guarantee you that you are better on a smoker than I am. I'm not saying I can't do it, but you're definitely better than I am.
But it's like, it's a different specialty. You know, you do what you do well, and it's just with barbecue
not really.
And
so I make jokes.
You just pretend. Idiot,
oh my God. Yeah. I mean, no, I'm kidding. I mean, but you're right. It's funny because, I mean, we're all good at our own things, and you're definitely better on something like that than I would be. But I would, trust me, you made a mistake. We're friends now. I'm going to call you nonstop and be like, hey, I'm going to put this on the fucking pork butt on the smoker.
But I have no problem with that, because that's the fun part for me, is helping other people kind of, you know, learn from the mistakes I've made and what I've learned, you know, through everything. Right. And that's why I do what I do. And, you know, I try to get all the questions and emails that people ask me. And because what's the whole saying, you know, you have to create some bad barbecue to create great barbecue, or, you know, something to that effect. It's not something it's trial and error, you know.
Well, you got to fail. Failing is how you learn.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, with barbecue, whether it's making a brisket, a pork shoulder, or ribs, it's not black and white. It's a huge gray thing. And there's like many ways to skin a cat. You know, want to hear, like, you're doing a brisket. They're like, how long? I'm like, what do you mean, how long? They're like, how long do I cook it? I'm like, well, it depends on the size, the temperature, what you're cooking it on. There's,
it's,
you know, 20 different variables, you know? And
so
a lot of people, when they're just starting out, don't understand that.
What are you drinking when you're grilling? What are you drinking?
That depends on the day. I'm not so much a beer girl. However, when I went to Canada, I did have some beer to cut my brisket. You know, you're having all that, you know, fat and everything. You need something to cut it.
Well, I actually I love to drink wine while I'm grilling and smoking. I think wine goes great with that.
I'm a Riesling girl.
Okay. So we need to use some real wine here. We need to use some real wine then. Riesling grapes are boring.
Need a good cast. It's funny. I kind of switch up what I like. Depends on what I'm eating. You know how that goes.
Totally. So listen, let me ask you this. All right, I'm going to get your opinion, okay? This is your opinion. And you can judge me, and it's okay. I have two pieces of equipment I want to tell you about, right?
Yeah.
Not that equipment. Cooking equipment. All right. Trust me, that equipment's going to be very short. Very short.
That's
that's
that other story. That other talk. That's right. Just
keep
it all
on
the side.
Right. So my smoker that I have, right, it's electric.
Uh-huh.
It's big. It's electric. You put wood chips in it and you smoke. Now, is that cheating?
It's electric. Well.
No, be honest. Tell me.
To me.
Deal with it.
No. I will say first, I told you I have different grills. I have a pellet grill, and there's many people that will say that's cheating. They're wood pellets. They're like, no, that's not. It's not charcoal. It's not a stick burner.
Yeah.
It's not wood. Now, mind you, I don't own an electric smoker like you're talking about. But to me,
it was my first foray into smoking.
But, you know, and that's okay, because we all got, it's like entry level, you know.
Oh my God,
but
just fucking insult me and get it over with. You're being so nice. Just insult me and get it over with. Like, Plum, that's fucking garbage.
If I'm going to insult you, I'm going to insult you to your face. Would I ever have one? No, because to me, there's two different things I love. One, I love charcoal. I love the flavor that charcoal imparts on stuff, and I love using chunks of wood with charcoal. The ribs I did today, it was post oak with charcoal. That's how I do these. I have my pellet grills, which is wood pellets that, you know, basically combust and create the wood that you have to flavor stuff. And like I said, there's many people in the barbecue world who say, oh, that's not real grilling, that's cheating. And I will say, you flip a switch, it's easy, you know?
Right.
You don't want to get dirty, right. You can deal with charcoal. And something like you're saying, you know, that has a place for certain people that don't want to deal with all that other stuff. Now, myself, I want a big stick burner. Like, that's my next thing. When I get my patio, I've been, you know, looking at all these different, because I want to be able to do that. I want to, and yeah. I think that the flavor profile that you're pulling in with the smoke on a stick burner, you know, there is a difference. You know, you go to some of these big barbecue places, there is a noticeable difference in flavor and what you can do to a brisket or what you can do to a rack of ribs. And I want to say that, yes, I tried this, I tried that, I tried that, I like this better than this. And so for me, would you ever catch me with one of those? No. But look, there's a lot of people. I mean, you're a professional chef. I'm a backyard warrior. I love this. Like,
all right. Hang on a second. You can't call me a professional chef. Then call yourself a fucking warrior. Like, that is like a those backhanded insult. Like, no, I'm being nice. Like, you're sitting there with battle axes and broadswords, and here I am with a fucking a paring knife touching myself. You can't be a warrior if I'm
dumping
have to be
hot sauce. Well, you know, dumping hot sauce all over yourself. I know.
We're getting laughs in the peanut gallery, just so you know. But like, come on. Now you're the warrior. You're the professional chef, and I am the backyard warrior. Like, you're back there grilling, wearing plate mail armor and fucking a broadsword. Oh, I hate you now. All right.
My face.
Listen.
Stop it.
Let me ask. Oh, set me up for a joke. I'm not going to do it. You're trying
so
to.
So I think your smoker sucks. Move on. What was your other smoker?
Okay. Thank you. Let me digress really quick. I'll ask my second question. I have a 1B question to go with that. Yeah. I told you a little bit about my buddy DJ Barbecue, Christian Stevenson, big in the UK. Yeah. I had him on here, and in his drunkenness in his interview, he was telling me he's really into making charcoal right now. He's been hanging out with the boys from Oxford Charcoal and making his own. He's like, dude, it changes everything. When you understand how that process is done and you start doing it, do you make your own or have you ever?
No, but I think that's freaking awesome that he does. Holy shit. I mean, that's hardcore, dude. Right there. Making your own damn charcoal.
He makes his own charcoal. Like, that's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. Like, I mean, I look at the pure volume of charcoal that I go through every given month, and I can't imagine actually doing that. What is he making?
Well, it's
it
all
in?
About control. Oh, it's up there. Oh, I don't get how fucking. You can go back and listen. It's like season two. Anyway, but
details, Plum. Come on, don't disappoint.
I could call him. What time is it in the UK? Let's call him. He gets so pissed at me.
6 hours.
It was it's like 4 a.m. He would not be happy. But yeah, so like you shit. I mean, people shit bricks, why not make coal? I don't know what the fuck that means. That's a message I just got.
Makes his own charcoal. Wow.
Makes his own charcoal. I mean, that's fucking awesome. But he's like, listen, and when you're barbecuing and when you're barbecuing and you're into the whole barbecue subculture, it's all about control. The more control you have, the better you can be when it comes to doing this stuff. Yep. And he's like, listen, how much more control can I get when I'm making my own fuel that I'm using? Like, I know how this is done, how it was made. And I'm like, well, dude, is that bullshit? Because, like, do you really control? He goes, no, I can tell you if I'm making it out of cherry, if I'm making it out of walnut, if I'm doing it out of, you know, oak. Like, I control it.
Wow.
And I was like, man, that's really, really cool when you think about it.
It's one thing to say controlling your smoker, because that's like a double-edged sword there. Barbecue and everything you do
back
is about controlling your pit. But controlling your pit, controlling your temperature and regulation of that. And then you're talking about on a whole other level. That's holy crap.
You got to check him out. I'm telling you, check him out. And when you do, be like, yo, my friend Plum, our mutual friend Plum told me to check you out. Check him out. He's also on YouTube. His shit is just fucking awesome. He's really, really good. If he was here in our country, he would be fucking huge. Like, it's,
God,
he's best friends with Jamie Oliver, which how we connected, but great guy.
How'd you get roped into that circle? No.
That's a long
story. I'm kidding.
I was the first American to be featured on FoodTube. How about that? Jamie Oliver's YouTube channel. I was. Boom. Me. This
Were you
guy.
Really? That's yes, awesome. Ma'am. It didn't involve a tied stain stick, you know, or nothing like that. And it was
no, unfortunately, it didn't. It would have been better if it had it involved.
That's why our friendship is true, Plum.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Thanks that it's spilled on myself.
Didn't our mouths off together.
My
People
second piece of equipment.
Going, what the hell happened there?
Oh, they're used to it. Don't worry. It's just this fucking this program always takes a turn, and no one knows what's happening, and that's just the way it goes.
That's why people like it.
That's it. That's it. So listen. So the other piece of equipment I want to ask you about, because you're like the real deal, like barbecue person. It's not very often you get a chance to ask people this. So let me throw it out to you and tell you what I've done, and you tell me how shitty it is or if it was a great idea. All right.
Yes.
So I had this old gas grill, all right? This old gas grill, and I was like, I should buy a new grill. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm not going to buy a new grill. So I drilled holes in it. I put these racks in it. I changed the burner out. I surrounded it with lava rocks. It has this rack in it, right? And what I do is, in this rack, I put wood in the fucking rack, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Wood. And then I start the grill using the gas to get the wood going. Then I kill the gas and let the wood make the coals, and the wood kind of fucking kicks ass in there. And then I cook over that.
Uh-huh.
So now it's become like a wood burning grill, but I light it with the gas burner that's already pre-installed. But I had to drill some holes in it so it got a little more air. And then I have a little thing in there where I control the airflow in there. And this motherfucking thing is like from 2004. And like, I just won't get rid of it. I keep changing the grates out and just like make it work.
It's your toy.
I think it's
kind of
cool.
Can play with. I think that's awesome. And I will tell you, kind of like one of the grills that I saw up at Weber was, it is a combination of charcoal and gas. So
yeah,
the gas lights the charcoal from underneath, so you don't have to deal with
it
lighting it. And that's like the same kind of concept of what you created, except you're doing it with wood.
Right.
Do you have something, you said you let the wood burn down and then you grill on it? Or do you have something kind of making it so the flames aren't shooting like way through it and stuff?
No, usually I let it burn down a little bit. I had a big apple tree fall down in my yard, and I split it all up into pieces and chunks of wood. So it happened a couple years ago in a hurricane. So now that's the wood I use, and it's awesome.
Wow, that is so cool.
It works, man. It's dope as shit. So,
but that's the thing.
Is it better?
And then you know you've made it yourself. Well, that's a different beast. You know what I mean? that's a different beast. I don't. So what does it vent out, like the smoke that's actually
coming
out
I can
of
close it,
it
up, but I can close it. I have little vent holes that I put these little pieces of stainless steel on that are on these washers and screws. I can slide open and closed, right?
Oh, cool.
I have to leave a little bit of airflow down low or the whole thing will just go out, of course, because it's suffocating itself. But I can control the airflow with my little holes I made. And it works awesome, dude. Dude, when I'm making having salad for dinner, like a quick dinner one night, and I throw some fire on the grill and get the coals down, and I grill chicken on it, put it on salad. Dude, it's so fucking good.
That is really cool.
It works awesome.
You know what I want to do? That, but I want to build a cinder block pit and do a whole hog over a cinder block pit in my yard this summer.
Wow.
I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. I'm gonna do it.
I'm so coming
over
your house.
I'm like,
and I'm bringing a stain.
Anybody, just bring a thing of booze, and we'll have pig, and
we'll have pig. That's awesome.
I'm just gonna get a big ass ridiculous one, because I think if I'm gonna go through the trouble to build a cinder block pit to do a hog, I'm gonna get a big ass pig. go big or go home. And I looked at the neighbors the other day. I'm like, hey, we might do a pig this summer. They're like, what? My one neighbor knows.
All right,
he's on board.
we're gonna go to the phones. We're gonna take a quick phone call. You cool with that?
Yeah.
See, we can do that here. Isn't that cool? We can take phone calls.
That's very cool.
I don't usually do it because you never know what you're going to get, but I know who this one is. Let's go with this one really quick and see what's up.
Should we get out the magic eight ball and shake it and see what we think?
I think we should. What's happening, brother? You on Plum Love Foods Live with the one and only Grill Mama. What's your name and where are you calling from, sir?
Me?
Sir? Yeah, it's you.
Hello.
Bueller.
What's going on? Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Kevin Levine,
hey.
A.K.A. Chef Satori's, and Mr. Hoplock.
There you go. It's our cutting board. It's our cutting board for now, Sonia, about.
I just came back from Myrtle Beach.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, when I was down at Charleston the week of Easter, I was in Myrtle Beach. And then I bounced out of Charleston for a couple of days, came back up to Myrtle Beach, and then bounced over to Atlanta.
Did you go to Hog Heaven?
No. I went to Lewis Barbecue in Charleston. I didn't go to any good places to eat in Myrtle Beach, though, unfortunately.
There isn't any.
I kind of saved all my good eats for Charleston.
There's no good eats in Myrtle Beach.
There's a barbecue joint. It's called Hog Heaven.
Yeah.
And I love how Chef's not even addressing the fact that I just said there's no good food in Myrtle Beach. He didn't even address that. He just fucking moved it. He runs a restaurant down there. Does very well for himself.
I think he just said your food sucks.
Oh, shit.
Why do you talk to this man?
Oh, my God.
Kevin's a good dude. Listen, Kevin, we're going to go hang out at her house and eat some pig. Are you in?
Yeah.
Dude, I am so in. Absolutely. Absolutely. Dude, I've been looking at your feed, and I'm like drooling over all these pictures.
Oh, thank
She's
you,
beast,
honey.
Right?
And your total self-taught everything.
Yeah, everything.
That's crazy. Dude, I'm looking at one right now. You put it looks like brisket. And
yeah.
You put it in a flower vase.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what those are? Those are beef short ribs that I smoked.
Oh, my God. Look at the smoke rings. Oh, my God.
No, Plum, I don't know if you saw that because that was a while ago. But it was boneless beef short ribs. Yeah, and I had them like they were flowers.
I mean, how could you not think she's the coolest person ever?
I'm telling you, dude, it's like totally, it's a totally different game. I mean, what you were saying about, you know, us being in the kitchen, and I mean, you, dude, you, I know you barbecue better than me. I mean, I do make good barbecue.
Yeah,
but I mean,
me too.
This is a different game, chef.
We would work together, right? And we'd make something good. It'd be fucking delicious. I have no doubt about it. But compared to her, it's not even. It would be like, listen, go back to preschool. Like it'd be good shit. But compared to what she's doing, not even the same category.
Well, we're in AAA, bro. We're back in AAA.
Yeah, right? There you go. That's it. We're AAA. She's the majors. That's for sure. Anyway, make sure you follow. Make sure you follow Chef Kevin back. He's a great follow. He's one of the most positive guys you'll ever see on social media, and he's a guy I'm really glad I'm friends with, and I haven't talked to him in a little while, so I'm glad he called in tonight and chatted with you. He's a great dude. Follow him back. He makes amazing cutting boards. We got to get one out to you.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, no,
that would be.
If you listen, if you DM me your address, I'll leave. When you said that cutting boards are a fetish of yours, I'm like, yeah, I'll make her a nice American cherry.
Don't tease.
Do you want? No, I'm not.
Wow.
Plumber.
he's clueless. He's clueless. He has no idea what just happened there. He's like, what? I'm making good. That's why I love Kevin. He's awesome. He's cool. That's awesome.
What I
oh shit. Kev, we're gonna go. We're gonna do an after show live after show on Station Head here in a little bit. All right.
Yeah, I'll be on.
All right, there awesome. You go. There he goes. He's awesome.
So
I'm
much.
Glad you got a chance
yeah.
to meet him. There he goes. That's so Chef cool. Kevin Levine down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Listen, this guy runs a restaurant in Myrtle Beach, and in the off season, he's packed every night. He is crushing it down there. Italian restaurant. He's killing it, man. I'm telling you, this guy's doing different.
Yeah.
He's next level shit. What he's doing. Good guy.
That's
and
awesome.
He's a chef for as long as I've been a chef, and he's still positive. I don't know how it's happened, but he's still like a positive guy. Jesus.
He hasn't sucked out his soul yet.
No, not yet. Speaking of that, we have to do a quick thing. We have to do a spot really quick, okay? Can you do a spot with me? I should have told you earlier
yeah.
to do this. Is that cool? Something called What's Off the Block, brought to you by Hoplock's Cutting Boards. Hoploss cutting boards, some of the best cutting boards you can find on the planet, made by our good friend Chef Kevin Levine down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Check out hoplosscuttingboards.com. What's off the block? What that means is, Melissa, we're going to listen to a quick news story, and then you and I are going to talk about it for a minute. Is that cool?
Okay, sure.
All right, let's see what we got here. This is a story here. Let's see, which one do we want to do? You want to do food stamps? Do you want to do food waste? Or do you want to do free food?
Free food. Free food.
All right, free food. Here it is.
Sure,
check it
that
out.
Would go.
Well, here we go. Let's listen to it. Free food. Here it is. Check it out, guys. Hoploss cutting boards. What's off the block? Here it goes.
It's a nondescript sign printed on computer paper, among a collage of others here on the windows of Marché Ferdus. People with no money, welcome to eat free. Too good to be true? That's what Sean Jalbert thought, so we put the offer to the test.
I fronted as if I had no money, and they were just so welcoming.
Jalbert was presented with a feast of Mediterranean food, all gratis. He says he was humbled by the hospitality.
Then I gave them money, and I'm like, I was pretending that I had no money, but I do have money. Like, here you go. Like, thank you so much. This is awesome, and I really hope, you know, this is something that blows.
And blow up it has, thanks to Jalbert telling his dining experience on social media. But the restaurant's owners say they didn't do it for attention, but to fill a local need.
We are next to the church, and there is a lot of needy people always sitting there.
Hashemi says it's also a matter of good faith.
I'm from Iraq. Mr. Ali, he's from Iraq. So our faith and our belief, it gives us that. So, really, it's kind of the gives a lot. So
of course, it becomes a religious story.
Hashemi says they feed about 3 to 5 people a day at no charge. But some paying customers have also noticed the sign and been moved to help in the effort.
They donate.
Oh, that's cool.
They donate. They come here. They donate $30, $20, $40, $50. And people, they say, okay, the next 3-4 people is on me.
Owners here say they're confident people won't take advantage of their generosity. But if demand for free food suddenly spikes, it'll be up to those who can't afford to pay it forward. Simon Ekineshny, CBC News, Montreal.
So, of course, it's Canada, right? Canada's always, like, the nicest people in the world. They're apologizing for nothing they've already done. But, like, it's a cool concept, right?
It is a cool concept. But there was a similar story. I don't know if you saw this one. And I don't know where it was, but it was like a pizza place. And people would like hang money on the wall or something. And if somebody, it was like a pay up. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, and they would people come in and like put up money for people who they couldn't afford to eat. And they would come in because it started like a similar concept where the guy, if, you know, they would say come in for like a warm meal, but then people started kind of paying it forward and putting, you know, money towards people who, you know, needed to, you know, basically the same concept, who, you know, couldn't afford to eat. So other people would pay it forward and leave money to put towards their food and everything. So, no, it's really nice that there are actually decent people in this world that are willing to do something like that. And so many people
You see something like that happen, though, and they're giving away free food. But the coolest part is you have people who walk in who are, like, donating money to it. Like, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's refreshing to see that there's good souls in this world that are still willing to help people. there's so much bad that we see.
Yeah.
That it's refreshing to see something like that, you know?
I mean, it's just, kind of gives me hope. Like, you know, hey, there's still good people in this world. And, you know, I made a vow, Melissa, I made a vow in 2017. I said, I am going to get rid of all the negative people in my life. And I did. I got rid of some people who worked with me and I've done it. And it's been a better scenario for me all around. And, you know, I'm done with it.
I think as we get older, you realize how important it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, well,
completely.
I don't need to deal with that.
I don't know how old you are, but I'm only 24. So I don't know, like, if that is.
Yeah, I'm 22.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, let's do one more bit really quick. We'll make it quick because we're running out of time here. We'll make it really quick. Sure. We're going to do a quick round of what did we learn? So basically all we're going to do is we're going to talk about what we learned tonight in this conversation between the two of us. Very tongue-in-cheek, very silly, very goofy stuff. And what did you learn tonight is brought to you by Ergo Chef Knives. That's ergochefknives.com. Use promo code PLUM 15 off to get yourself a great discount on an amazing knife made by even better people. Check out ergochefknives.com, the new shape of cutlery. All right, dear, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You like my dance music in the background?
it sounds like something else, but I'm not gonna.
Oh, really, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
what could
really
it sound
bad.
Like?
Not,
is
not
it? All right, hold on.
It sounds like something from years ago. gotta get to some new music.
How about this one? Is that better? Is that better? Ah, no, not
like
not.
Olivia Newton you know. John. Like
yeah.
Heights and shit.
Yeah, there's definitely like I don't know like. We got a whole thing between us, so I don't know. But I'm just gonna tell you, I'm gonna leave the music off. Is what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
You go
I'm
from like
leave
your
it
opening
off.
Music to like that. I don't even know what that is.
Good call. That was really funny. All right, how about this? What is this one? I like this one. I did. How about
okay,
a little Wiz Khalifa? Is that better?
Okay, that's a lot better than like you know 70s, whatever that was.
I don't know. It could be a lot of fun though. So maybe we should just leave it playing. I don't know. No. All right, we'll change it back. Sorry.
Your call, honey. Your call. Whatever you want.
Yeah, I know. I like how you give me choices in life. I like that. brought to you by Ergo Chef Knives. What did you learn tonight? Tonight I learned. That women who like meat are more fun.
That's right. DM straight. Paul.
That's what I learned. That's what I learned. I learned that tonight. All right. Come on, Melissa. Tell me something. You had to learn something in this conversation tonight. You had to learn something amazing.
What did I learn from Chef Plum? That, you know, honestly, aside from just like the obvious, that how amazing is that you can meet somebody. I just by chance sat down next to you, not having any clue who you were, at some
right.
event in New York that I've never been to, and became friends in a matter of hours. You know, it's like I think it was like
it
one
took
of those
no
things.
Time.
You sit down next to you, never know. Yeah, it was just like one inappropriate sentence out of your mouth, and I'm like, I like this guy. We're gonna have a good time tonight. we won't tell
story?
People.
Did you just change one little part of your story? Could you like, I sat down next to him because I couldn't believe it was him. I recognized him, so I sat down next to him. Could you just make that part
you
of the story?
Sorry.
No?
what I learned was, what was the infomercial? Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. The Robo Slice.
Yeah, we won't bring up that for you.
Yeah,
but no.
If you're looking for funny laughs in the future. Well, listen, if you're looking for funny laughs in the future, I've done several of those, so you can have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, you need to send me links, because I was, like, trying to show people, because I'm like, you will not believe this. This is, like, the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. and I couldn't find it. Like, I was Googling it and shit, trying to find it. But, you know, I think...
I also learned...
Anybody.
I learned
yeah.
tonight that apparently my smoker is shit. I learned that tonight from someone who is a smoking genius.
But... I learned that you're also very creative, and you made that other, you know, that you turned that gas piece of whatever into something really cool, and that
it
you're
works.
Actually a creative. Not only do you have a good personality, you're a creative soul, and you did that, and I think that's really amazing. So,
well, global
you,
icon,
you know?
National treasure.
You're not a warrior. We won't go that far, but you
know. I was about to say. Listen, I learned that even though I'm a former pro wrestler, football player, I'm trained in Krav Maga, and I was a black belt in Taekwondo, I am not a warrior. I have nothing,
no,
ladies
not.
And gentlemen, but a professional chef. But my friend Melissa, if you're looking for warriors, she is a warrior. Trust me. That's what I learned tonight. I learned that.
That's what I learned tonight. I like how your
Which
voice gets really deep when you say that. That's hysterical.
She is a warrior. That's my voiceover voice. You like that?
You could be the new movie yeah. phone guy, you know?
Oh, that guy is funny. But in a world full of smoke and charcoal, stands one woman.
We have a friend who does it really well, and you do it well, too.
The better. Better, right? The better.
I have him recorded doing it somewhere. I have to dig it out, but I just made him do it over and over again and would laugh at him.
when you read to your website, if you want me to do the voiceover, so when people come on, I can be like, in a world full of grit, there stands one woman,
a warrior.
Ready to take on the world, brisket in hand. Sorry.
Her big ass statue.
All right, listen. There you go. There you go. Everybody, listen, if you haven't done so yet, check out my friend Grill Mama on Instagram, Melissa. She's fantastic. Man. A lot of fun. Super sweetheart of a human being. One of my favorite new people I've met this year. You're awesome. We're going to be good friends whether you want to or not.
Mom, ditto.
Is that cool?
Whether you like it or not, you're going to have to deal with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I tend to force myself on people. Sorry about that. No, I'm kidding. Listen, thanks for taking the time to come on tonight, man.
Mom.
You're
Thank
so
you,
fun.
Honey.
Thanks
it
for
was
coming
a
on.
A lot of fun.
You're awesome. Awesome. Listen, we'll talk
you're
to you
awesome.
About Hey, listen, I'd love to have you back on sometime, okay?
Yeah, definitely. It'd be fun.
All right.
Whatever
awesome. We'll
like.
Talk to you down the road. Oh, stop it. Stop it. I can't have choices. All right. There she goes. The one and only Grill Mama, my friend Melissa. She is awesome. Check out her Instagram because what she is doing, she is crushing it. Seriously, her stuff looks awesome. So follow her on Instagram. Follow her on Twitter and on Facebook. So that's about all I got, man. That's about all I got. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation as much as I did, because I love talking barbecue. I love hearing just different ways to do it. And those grills she's talking about, that one round one, I need to get one. I do. Because it looks fun. And who doesn't want to grill on a flat top in their backyard? Anyway, in the meantime, and in between time, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to my man, Chef Kevin Levine, hanging out down there in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, hotboxcuttingboards.com. That guy's awesome. Big shout out to, of course, my friends over at Station Head, Kibby, Serena, all you guys checking us out tonight. We appreciate it. We will be doing an after show. If you're not signed up, you want to be a part of it, the after show is going to happen live on Station Head in just about 8-9 minutes. Going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully you can join us over there. Please, if you do so, if you have time, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. We brought to you every week for free. That's what we do. We bring this program to you with great guests. Lots of fun. I do. Check out Grill Mama. She's fantastic. A lot of fun. And I hope, you know, it would be fun to get her on one of our shows where we have like round tables of the chefs, because I think she's got some fucking knowledge she could break on these dudes. I'm telling you what, she definitely does. Ladies and gentlemen, please, in the meantime and in between time, oh, I got to find my intro music. There it is. In the meantime, and in between time, ladies and gentlemen, please remember, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life happens around food. So please, let's make sure we give it the time that it deserves. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chef Plum. Follow me at Chef_Plum on Twitter and Instagram. We'll see you next week. Peace.
There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. I pray. You can say goodbye.